Pirkei Lechefos Belosh Shiva Shir Zayin continued. Chav Gimla Dor Alfei Tov Shemem Vav March 4th, 1986 on Tuesday continued.
On the level of the left, then of course it's Farinfeld. But suppose it is severed between the level of the left and the level of the right, and Ad V'Loyad Bechlal, so is that Farinfeld or not Farinfeld? Why does he say at Beina Parshas? Let him say at the Parshas. What is the Parshas? According to Rashi's first pshat, which is the pshat of thesis and the most ashamed. So Parshas means the nerve tissue itself. Let him say at the Parshas. So the answer is because there are two levels, and on the left there is a higher level, the Parshas, the nerve tissue. It begins to branch out at a higher level than on the right. Both of them are the past, which was the past in Chaveir. Vidatke imadule adichlal. So Rav Popper says, if we say adule adichlal, so if the spinal cord is severed between the first nerve and the second nerve, so then it's not varetreif. So the shaila is, suppose if you separate in the first nerve itself, but between the point or the level on the left and the level of the first nerve on the right. Narcissus said it was bothered by Akash. It's very confusing, this part of it. So, why does Rabbi Yirmiye formulate Tish Abaye in Tinsolema at the Loyadichlau Piparshemau? And what does Piparshe reference to Piparshe Rishema? He could ask in Tinsolema at the Adichlau Piparshe Shniomau. Of course, if we say Adva Adichlal, we couldn't ask Piparsha Rishenomar, because even below that, up to the point where the second nerve ventures out, if the spinal cord is severed, is straight. Alachas Kamu Vechamo, if the spinal cord is severed at the point where the first nerve branches out, so of course it's far away. But you could ask like this: Boy Rav Yirmiye, in Tinsolema Adva Adichlal, Pi Parsha Shniomau, not Parsha Rishena, but Pi Parsha Shniomau. Why doesn't he ask that? Davki Nadvei Adichlal, Boy Rav Parsha Rishena. Avol Nadvei Adichlal, we motzol ni Boy Pi Parsha Shniomau. The Monefshach. If we say this is the Chiddush in this, that if we assume Ad Be'ad Bechlal, then there is no shaila that if the spinal cord, here is number two nerve here, so there is no shaila that if the spinal cord is severed, mamash at the point where the second nerve branches out, so then it's not Parashat. It's only
suffering.
Why? What's the why? Whether adapte or adloy adapte, it doesn't make any difference. Whether as is datke or adloy adapte. So he says, vidapke nadloy adichlal, iboy lifarsh lisheno, avloy adichlal, imotlboye pifarsh shnio, mao, dimonishach adichlal in idea. It's vada ain't a trefe bevada. My bina parshes שני, דו הבין הפרשס רישים כמה נטריפה. So, we say, עד בכלל. So that means that it's what the trefa, the spinal cord, is severed between the first nerve and the second nerve. So, now the spinal cord was severed, mamish at the point where the second nerve branches out. So, it couldn't be what the trefa. How could, because Shmuel says explicitly, Ad bein hapash, assuming that ad be ad bechal, so it still means only up to the second parsha, second nerve. But here it was severed, not above the point where the second nerve branches out. So not above, but mamish at the point. So maybe it couldn't be varet reif. The money shechav bechal deik, maybe na parsha sheni. Do ad bein a parsha switching koma the treifa. Bisuloi, vini se di parsha in koma bein a parsha. Hari li abdilan sheni treifa. Elo ad bein a parsha. Vein ze bein a parsha. So tu ad ad bechal. So the bein a parsha is bechal varet reif. But he didn't. But if it was severed at the point where the second nerve branches out, so it's not between, it's not in the intervening area, because it was severed mamish at the point where the second nerve already branches out, so it's not above the second nerve, so it's not in the bein hapashes. Some melee it couldn't be bad at reife. Only bein partial is bad at reife. And of course you could argue things, but anyway, this is how it is. No, it's not because you can pass a shame, you can argue a partial is in common at reife. It's so low. You miss a big partial in the corrupt in a partial. How do you have good shame at reife? Er war ad bin a parches, wenn sie bin a parches, wie mu koro bin a parches, homo, so then it belongs to the second parche already, so it certainly couldn't be by the trefe, ha homo, a schnir ni idea, wo ka schnir je schnir ni is. Alright. Wien, tim so ima rad, wer dich wau, parche atzmo. I mean, you look up, if you have difficulties, you look up the maram, I mean, sorry. Vintin Salim Rabbi Al-Bikhlau Parashat Mau Pireish Bikuntres Nifzakapis Latmo Minachut Mau Vinire Dafil Vintin Salim Rabbi Al-Bikhlau Have Motel Miboye Viparashat Mo. In other words, Rabbi Yirle formulated his Abaye Intin Salim Rabbi Al-Bikhlau. So if the verb branch itself was severed, is a trefa not? So Teisa says that Rabbi Yirmiya could formulate a buy in a different way too. In Tinsa, 1 second please. In Tinsa Leima, the Adulu Yad Bichlau, have Motzal Niboye Bi Parshas Atzmo, in Tinsa Leima, the Pi Parsha Trefa. So in other words, he could have said like this, assuming that ad deloyachal. So if the spinal cord is severed below the first nerve, so then it's certainly not voluntary. But suppose the nerve itself is severed, the first nerve is severed, true, and assuming that P partial is straightforward, that in case the spinal cord is severed, mamish at the point where the first nerve branches out, then it is straightforward. So then we can ask, what if the nerve itself is severed? So if the cord had been severed at this point, it would be treifel. Maybe even if the nerve itself is severed, it's also treifel. Or not, if the cord is severed at the point where the first nerve branches out, then it is treifel. But if the cord itself is not severed, but the nerve is severed at that point, then it's not treifel. Then it's not treifel. That's what it is. Wir da tun so mit da 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 qual am tun bei paar schatmo in die kleine tasche treffen aber die tasche chero aus war der leckel in die boye die kosten paar schatz machen und so denn even the spinal cord itself the bone tissue is severed at that point it's not by the treffen so how could it be treffen when just the nerve tissue is severed. I mean, that would be inconceivable. Then he says, "Veige shlema dimboyerim nifzakapitzu birochet mimokim chibure kineget tashedre shebim pitzul rishon lipitzul sheni." Because when the nerve branches out, it doesn't branch out in a straight line like this. It branches out at an angle like this. So mele, when this nerve branches out, it doesn't branch out in a straight line, but it's like this. So, some melee, even if we, so then Rav Yirmiyeh had to formulate it that way, in the dilemma ad the ad bechlau. Because if we assume that ad loy ad bechlau, so that means that if the spinal cord become severed below this point, even the cord itself is not treifel. Is not treifel. Alachas kama v'chamo, if the nerve tissue is severed, as it goes down, you know, and it's already below this point, because it doesn't go down in a straight line, it goes down like this. So it's below the point where it starts branching out. Because it goes down like this. It doesn't go down like this in a straight line. Down. So Mele, if the Shaila by a Gili is supposed to be severed here, not severed here, not the nerve tissue is severed here, but the nerve tissue is severed here, that's below the point, below the point where it starts branching out, because it goes down. Because so even if the spinal cord itself would be severed here below the third, so it wouldn't be painful. Allah has come with Hamo if the nerve tissue is severed. One second, please. Beife. Now the Gemara is raising the question, Beife. What's the halacha in the bird? In the chicken? So. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, in a chicken, it doesn't have, you know, these five regions, you know, as in a vein. So, up to what point in the spinal cord, in a bird, in an off, it comes right. So you have a machleket between Rabbi Yanai and Rish Lakish. Now, according to the Rish, so, according to the Rishkir said, so what Rav Yanai says here in our text, so Rish Lakish says in the Rishkir, and what Rish Lakish says in our text, so Rav Yanai says in the Rishkir, but that doesn't make a difference. Rav Yanai meir beheife, Rav Yanai meir limatom nagapayim. One second. That by Eif it is straightforward up to the bottom of the wings of the chicken. up to the bottom of the chicken. If the spinal cord in the chicken is severed, above the bottom of the wing, so then it's painful. But if it is severed below the bottom of the wing of the chicken, so then it's not painful. That's Rabbi Yannai. Rish Lakish Omar, so Rabbi Yannai is machmir. Rish Lakish is making ad bein hakapayim. In other words, not only is not treipeh, if it is severed and below the bottom of the wing, even if it's not below the bottom of the wing. So if it's below the where the wing begins, so it's not right. Ad bein hakapayim. Oh, ad lemato miknopov havekoyach kudashem galay. Uvishlokish ad kineged bein hakapayim v'isuloy. Now, the current of Eve, so it's just the other way around. Rav Yannai Eimeir ad bein hakapayim, and Rish Lakish Eimeir lemato merapayim. All right. Omar Ule, habekamine kamei ben paz, vayis me kamei infe yuborak ad bein hakapayim, visholach leide bin tziye, vikom viozal voyevane. So then he had to go to the nurse's house. So he left. So he stopped, he left, so he couldn't be baby anymore. The business why he left is not because there was an emergency situation. He had to go immediately to the nurse's house. But he had no reason to stay because he was already, he showed us already up to bein hakapayim, and you don't have to inspect it beyond that. So because even the spinal cord is severed below that, so it doesn't matter. Why? One second, because the halacha is like the shlokish. Oi, we should come and see, maybe Ben Pazi held that even if the spinal cord is severed below the bein hakapayim, if it's not below the limatum nagapayim, it's still treifeh. But the reason is why he left in the middle of the inspection, because there was an emergency situation, the COVID of the nurse. Now it's a rush. There is a very important thesis, and it's important to go over the Rosh and the Dimar. Limatam Narapayim, Yeshli Stapit, in Limatam Kim Chibon, the Guskoma, in Limatam Mokim Shechveis, Alei, Dain Limatam Misit, Etzem, Shelknaf, Alukubea Biguf. So Tetzves has his topic when the Shloki says Limatam Nakapayim, so it's kosher. Does it mean Limatam Kim Chibon Bigu? Oi Limatam Kim Shesheikh Vesalaut. Now, I don't know what I mean, but let's say we have a chicken here. I'm not going to make a diagram of a chicken, I couldn't make it. But let's say just where you have the wings. So the wing is attached. The wing is attached to the body. So there is a place of juncture where its mom is attached. And then it extends, and extends, it lies, the rest of the body lies. So it's attached. You see, here I made one curve and the bigger curve. The smaller curve represents the place of juncture where its mama is attached to the body, where it's attached. And then the rest of the wing is just lying on it, but it's not attached. That's the bigger curve. So when the Shloki says Limato, does he mean Limato of here or Limato of here? That's, so of course if he means Limato of here, that's it, Bikule. If he means Limato of here, Mokim Shechus La'adu, so it's a chumra. This is the stuff. Now let's see what the Rosh says. I don't know, the Madruch have diagrams and all these are biased. There's a problem with all these Madruch. You see, what is important to show a diagram, we don't have a diagram. What is not important here, and what is important, they don't have. You see, we should have diagrams in all these Svekas and Tesis. The best thing would be to have a chicken here. I couldn't demonstrate because of my condition. That would be the best thing. What?
Have a goat here for Shabbat.
Who is the sheikhet of goats now in Chicago? No one.
Yeah,
the lamb, the shepherd lamb, Giappelli,
the
shepherd
lamb.
I don't know whether the shepherd
goes to it.
Right, turn to the Rosh.
What page?
One second. In the preface, paragraph 15, is in my memory, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, the second column. The second line in the second column, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, paragraph 15, towards the end of the paragraph, is in the second column. So it's a little more than that. The second line, Beitei, Rabbiyana inerad bin akapayim, Pereshlokshish, Perepshin melokshish inerad limata magapayim, Kosov rab neshimshim, Yeshli istatek, in limata minkim chibule biguf koma, or limata minkim shesheikh vizadev. That's taste the song. So it's rab neshimshim, there's the rash. Dai limata misseif etzem shel knaf amchuba biguf. So, this is the part that is manus attached to the goof. And then just lies, the rest of the wing just lies. So you have to detach it over here. This is just lies. So whether it means limato of this level or limato of this level. That stays the same. Dai limato misif etzem shel knaf amchuba biguf. The Hechzik, but Tesfes mentions a topic in regard to Rish Lokish, who says that Lemata Magapayim, but in regard to Rabbi Magapayim, who says Adbina Kapayim. Now, what is. that stays a suffix, except that Tesis probably has the Gilse that is now text. So Rish Lakish is the major, and Rabbiana is the Machmir. But Tesis has the suffix in regard to the one who is Machmir. In who happens to be Rabbiana, and the Rosh has the Gilse. One second, Rabbiana Imir ad Bina Kapayin, so it's the Rilski Yose. Alright, but it's the same suffix. So Mele, Rabbiana is the one who is Machmir, and but Teise says the suffix, Ligabi the Machmir Shite, not Ligabi the major Shite. So he mentioned that. So, the Hirsike, so now the Rosh says that the same topic, the same question could be raised in respect to the Meikel Shita. The Meikel Shita. Whether it's Rabbiana or Rosh Lakish, it doesn't matter. The Meikel Shita. Tesis raises that Tabayah, the Chayre, in regard to the Chumre, the Chumre Shita. That it's Treife if it is above the bottom of the agapayim. So we could raise the same question in regard to the makership, that it's only treife if it's above the bein agapayim, not above the bottom of the agapayim, but above the bein agapayim. So you could not one second. So we could raise the same question. So heichnike ikenamo ispuke al bein agapayim. Iboil meima ben chibur akapayim liguf, uiboil meima ben shribas akapayim alav. The same shaila could be raised in connection with the major. Do abin akapayim di rabbianai koyer ishlokish, di oma limatim akapayim. Ili nire. Die Tawaii achibur agapayim keine. Und schon die Kaschele, Maike bin agapayim bin matem agapayim, die Chichut asaro und matem agapayim nechliko, Elo amikim chibur agapayim liguf keine. Die Oma Rabbiana hai, ad bin agapayim geloyad dichlau, virishloki shoma ad limato mi chibur agapayim. So the Rosh says, that the machlekes between Rabbiana and Rish Lakish, Rabbiana and Rish Lakish, according to the Rosh Dirsa, Rabbiana is the Meikil and Rish Lakish is the Machmir. So the Machlekes is whether Ad Ve'ad Dichlal or Ad Ve'ad Dichlal. So the Kabbalah was, it was Mikupu, that by eight, so it's treife if a severance occurs in the spinal cord, Ad bin agapayim. But Rabbiana held that it's ad v'loy ad bichlal. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish held, true the Kabbalah was ad bin agapayim. But it's ad v'ad bichlal. Ad v'matam agapayim. Ad v'matam agapayim. So Meire, we had that topic. In other words, this is the wing, and this the smoker represents the area where it is mamish attached to the goof, and then the larger curve represents the area where the wing is just lying. It's not attached anymore, just lying under it. Now, that was the Kabbalah, that by age the spinal cord is severed, ad bin akpayim, ad bin akapayim, so it's right. But Rabbiana holds that it's ad diloyad bichlal, ad diloyad bichlal, and ad diloyad bichlal, and Rish Lakish is machmir, and he holds that when the Kabbalah said Ad bin agapayim, it's ad the abdichla. But, so we have the same suffix. Whether in respect to Rabbi Anai, who is Mekir, and in respect to Shlokish, who is Machmir. So, Rabbi Anai says, it's ad the loyad bichla. It's ad the loyad bichla. So, mele, the question is, does Rabbi Anai mean ad loya bichlal? He means So the Rosh says that this is the Machlekes. This is Machlekes. You see, when we explain Teis v'Shaile, so in other words, so according to the, so the Shaile was in respect to the Machmir, that Ad Matan, the agapayim means the matter of this point, where the attachment, the juncture place, or the matter of the shchive place, the shchive place. There's the suffix in respect to the machmir, the pshinim melotish. The Rosh says that on that point is the machlekes between the Yanai and the Shlokesh. In other words, the Kabbalah was at the agapayim. But Rabbi Anai held that Advinakapayim means that Advinakapayim means Advinakapayim means that Adviloyadichlal, and so in other words, only when it is, if the spinal cord is severed up to this point, you see, ad loya bichlal. But if the spinal cord is severed here, so then it's not reiket. And Rish Lakish is machmir, and he says ad the ad bichlal. So mele, true, it is attached here, but it's the whole thing, the whole ring is bichlal. So if the spinal cord is severed between the point of the attachment and the point, the final point where it's lying on the roof, so it's also present. In other words, what, according to Tasteless, is the suffix in respect to Rabshim Melokish. So, according to the Rosh, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Anai and Rish Lakish. It's very, I don't know why the poskim don't mention, I mean, that Rosh, I don't know, understand, but that's how it appears. The Lirah Ditabaya Achibur Agapayim Kan. Now, I just want to mention for tomorrow, because then I might forget, you know, I finish the shir. Now, we cover the Gemara up to Daf Mem Gimel on the Dalet, ויאמר רבי צחוק את הרב יסי אומר רבי יחנן הלוכה כדבריים מהכזייס so for tomorrow we should prepare the Gemara up to Sukkas HaGageres that's the second line from the end of the Omid that Mendalet Omudalet. Not by Gemara. I mean, we don't have to go over the tastes in the Gemara, just the Rashi. But you should go over one tastes, which is very important. As a matter of fact, when you learn Shchite, so then I went over that tastes. I don't know if you remember, but I remember that we went over that tastes, and when we learned the Shchite, the tastes di Baramaskel Voiniti Kafemani. It's very important. You don't have to go over the other tastes and that Mendalet, and then Vamarabir and Alokhistan Mishneh. That's not important. But this tastes is very important. For Yiki, Yikas money, and then you'll have to look in Dagoy Sabach, in all the synagogues, in Dagoy Sadishit and Kubetses. And we went over this stage this once. This is very important, and that's important for Simen Lamed Gimel. I understand that we all covered already Simen Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis. So this Gemara is very important for Simen Lamed Gimel. If you know this Gemara with Rashi and Teishvis and Shiris Rashen and Rakshite, maybe you'll have to look up on certain Gemara there in connection with this Teishvis. And you look into the Maram, so you'll see, I mean, the chat in these places. For Yi Jesus Man. So I just wanted, you know,
which stages are you going to
have? Mundalet on Dalet.
Yeah.
Mundalet on Dalet. Dibra Masro, Yike, Ike Seman. Now, we still have about 20 minutes left. So let us just go over a piece of Gemara. I mean, it's all right to go over inside now. Where we should start with the Gemara where we left off. That's the Gemara without. Ve'yomar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Yochanan halacha kedivrei Meir Kazayis. In other words, that nitla kovet ולא נשתייר ממנו כזייס ישטרייפה, even though it's נשתייר משהו, but if the remnant of the covet that was left is less than כזייס, so it's already טרייפה, because there is a מחלקס between the first Mishneh and the next Mishneh. So the first Mishneh says ישטרייפה only נתלה covet ולא נשתייר ממנו כלום, and the other Mishneh says that it's Kshero, if Nitla Kovet in Shtayam and Kazayis, the implication being, Nitla Kovet in Shtayam and Hotzi Kazayis, or 3/4 of the Kazayis, is still great. So, Vilma Rabbi Sabar Abyeisei, from Rabbi Yechanen, Haloche, Kedivrein HaKazayis, Umi Omer Rabbi Yechanen Hoche, the Omer Rav Avlachone Omer Rav Yechanan Haloche Kistam Mishneh Utnan Nitla Kovet O Nishtayer Emeno Klum O Nishtayer Kshero Afal Gav
Lo Chavi
Afal Gav Lo Yave Kazayis So the Gemara says I'm Roin Inu Vali Bedi Rav Yechanan Malachi Rashi Haloche Kibreim Ebe Kazayis דיבינן כזאי שיר בנדלה כובד ופלוקתי בפירקים דרמינון סתומן מסטיס נעדודה דקטון ראי שאלו טרייפס נדלה כובד שתייר מנקום הון שתייר כשירו ואף אגב נקה כזאיס והוד אותו נאילו כשירס נדלה כובד שתייר מנו כזאיס ומקנינו ראי כתנועה ואוכה מייסלו משמשמייצד רבי צבאי יש בן רבי יחנן ואומר רבי יחנן wo man gegen auch ist am Mischne, wo man am Stomeli und mein Umme die sich in Reiche, am Reuen in Nu. Der hat die Zog so weit mit Keil gebeich und mit Malach ist am Mischne. Aber ich die Spirale und man behält die Allach in Mischne zu. Weil man Reue auch hin und am Schwer gebeich an Allach ist am Mischne. Weil ich die drei Stomme, die Sassra Adode, die Keteine, die Alume, Chodim Chavater, כי הייתי סנן דחת ממומנס עוד רביכם בעשרו ולא ניסבקלי ולא ניסבקלי ולכל כבר הילך זה אחד מהי ובהן תרי אם המשפחים ניתן לבירות רבי יצחוק ואבל נופלם בהרואים ושמלך על הלומה ולזנוע דיפס of one משנה above the other so איסלי איסלי חום משנויה ורבי יצחוק לסלי היקור רבים ויומה Not Veyomar, but the girl says Veyomar. Not a member. Veyomar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yechanan, Moshe Mikvor, so the aloch is, the gold leather is perforated, is striping. But suppose the gold leather is perforated, and the liver blocks it, so then it's Kshero, because it's Maso Kshero, Shemikubom Kedi Buko Bikove, Vichiburakov, it says, same as American. ויאמר רבי יצחק בר רבי יוסף אמר רבי יוחנן ניקה בעקור צבן וקישר לא יקיים נזכוש Now, I mentioned already. In it, they know we have four stomachs. We have four stomachs. So, four stomachs. But in the north, we have the counterpart, two stomachs. So we have two stomachs, you know. Oh, two stomachs. So, the first one that comes that is attached to the esophagus in the north is what is called zephek. Zephek in English is called clop, C-R-O-P. That's like the first stomach. And then below the zephek comes the kokomon. That's the gizzard. So he says, in Omrabech, nikava kokomon in the north, suppose there is a perforation in the gizzard, but the kisha leikayim is kosher. One second, please. So kisha leiklipa pnimis. In other words, the inner membrane is intact, but the outer membrane is perforated. So then it is kosher.
It's by everything, isn't it? By everything, but then by everything.
Okay, all right, okay. But it's true of Kokoban also. Iboyolo, Nikapakis, the Kokoban Kayan. Now, so first it was mentioned that if the outer membrane is intact, so it's kosher.
No.
One second, please. Nikabakokeven, the kishaloi kayan, and the inner membrane is intact, so it's kosher. Nikabakokeven. And the inner membrane is intact, it's kosher. So now he's asking Rabbi Nikafakis that the outer membrane that Nikapakis, that the inner membrane was perforated, but the outer membrane is intact. My Toshma, Rav Nachman, Nikat Zebel is a kosher. So it doesn't make any difference. If one membrane is perforated, it's kosher. Only, it's only treife if both membranes are perfect. Omar Rove, Shnei Eretz Yesh Li Beshet, that the esophagus, the gullet, has two membranes. Chitzinode, the outer membrane of the gullet of the esophagus is red. Upini Lova, the inner membrane of the gullet of the esophagus is white. Nikiv Zebelize Kosher. So, suppose one membrane is nicked, the other one is intact, doesn't make any difference which one is intact and which one is perforated. As long as not both are perforated, so it's kosher. Of what significance is it? Of what halachic significance is it?
The color.
Yeah, I mean the color, yeah. So the Gemara says, the holy faith. Suppose there is an abnormality, a pathological condition that instead of the outer being red and the inner white, so just the reverse, that the outer is white and the inner is red, so it's faith. Now let's see the Rashi. Is that Shalei Kenegetze? No, Rashi didn't say it. Now we have the same halacha in respect to Kokamon and in respect to Vaishat. That if one membrane is perforated, the other not, it's chaos. Suppose both membranes are perforated. But it's in different places. So the inner membrane is perforated on top, and on top. Both membranes are perforated, so it's greater. Or not, since the different spots, so it's not greater, even though there is a perforation in each one. There's the shayl. Nik pushnim b'shmei tzemau, oma masut chem shmei rapote, b'veichet kosher, b'kur kemen posel, that Bivashet, if it happened in Bivashet, in the esophagus, so then both membranes are perforated, but not in the same spot. So it's kosher. Because as long as both membranes are perforated, so it's treif. It's all chlim, a treif, not possible. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. So the cook even possible, right? Hoches Yirei, why did Rav Papa say like this? Because the Gemara says there's a verse, but Rav Papa said that cook even is more humble than Beish. Hoches Yirei, Mishum Sham Achon Misazif Shom, Umichalom, Vinichos Vinekev, Asheyetzi, Derech Nekev Asheyni. In as much as food accumulates in the gizzard, that's the stomach, and that's the second stomach in and off. So the food accumulates there. So mele, if there is a nekev in the inner membrane and a nekev in the outer membrane, too, it's not zekinigizeh, but on account of the pressure exerted by the accumulated food. Some melee, it will go out. So it can come out to the neck of Hashem because of the pressure by the food that is accumulated. But by Veshet, there is no accumulation of food. Some melee, if it's not Zekinagidze, it's kosher. That's what Rav Papa said. Mask of Ravashi, Adrabin, Pastor Ravashi. Veishebi achlebe upaybe reba gamde elei upostelei zinin di midhar zanin bara dode. So it's freike. But kukebon it is yekshev. Now let's see the Rashi. Upaybe tiekes. What tiekes? I mean the veishet. You don't utter sounds with the veishet. You utter sounds with the windpipe. But the windpipe is attached to the esophagus. So upaybe tiekes aval pisha. The windpipe is metzikeil. Not the veishet. Yefsha shall yaveshet is fashetime. Vanishamati payo, not in the sense of tzekes, but in the sense of breathing. Now again, the veshet doesn't breathe. I mean, but seeing one second. When the behemoth breathes, or when the behemoth screams, so then the veshet also whites. Even though the behemoth doesn't use the veishet in screaming, it's the windpipe, but it, the veishet adjoins and is attached to the windpipe. So when the behemoth screams, not only is there a widening in the windpipe, there is a widening and expansion taking place in the veishet as well. So melee, if both membranes of the veishet have heineker, even though it's not in the same spot, it's not zekinegezeh, but on account of the fact that many times the veishet widens and expands, some melee, they come together. So the two nikovim might join too, you know. When you stretch out something, so let's say you have an outer membrane and an inner membrane. So true, the naked in the outer membrane is here, in the inner membrane is here. But when it's activated and it widens out, so the two nikovim could coincide when it stretched out. And when it screams, when baby screams, then it widens. So the two nikovim could coincide too. Some may be strafe, but in the gizzard there is no activation in the gizzard. Sure, food accumulates, so it accumulates, but there is no widening of the gizzards, you know, no expansion taking place. So mele, it's not strafe. Veishidachbe, upayabe, rovagandale, upashtale, so there's an expansion, zimitzamimbadode, so sometimes the two nikovim in the outer membrane and the inner membrane could coincide. Ku kivon the meinach naiche kidikoye koye. Omale rabache, pridravis rabache ochadunishim masutredon should rapope kabosich. The trapope also said trabashi. In other words, the trapope didn't say as it was mentioned before, that Bivashit Kosha be Gopal and Posel, but Rav Pope said the same thing as Rav Ashi, that Bivashit is Posel, and Bikok is Trefe, and Bikok then it is Kosha. Alright, now, so you should go over the Gemara up to Sifra Geres, but please concentrate on the tastes of Uyiki Kasimoni. So, I mean, we went over once, some time ago, when we learned Shrite, and we learned Ayyim Shir and certain Gemaras at home. So we went over this Gemara, and this is very important. If you know this Gemara with the Rashi and takes this well, so then you won't have any difficulty with Sinuman Gimel. Otherwise, Sinuman Gimel will be very confused. So you have to concentrate. You don't have to go over any tastes here, but just concentrate on this tastes. On this tastes. It's already 8:42. What?
It's 12:42.
12:42. Now, one second. Please. one, I mean, I'm sure that we all went over the semen in the tour, but just one briefly. Now, after we learned the more thoroughly, semen. Similar midveis in the tour. Chut ha-shetra al-yitzim na-meach v'nimshach al-pnei kol ha-shetra ha-tziv ha-zonot v'nifzakir shel ha-chut sh'ha-meach b'seich kulei u-rubei treife af al-pi shekol ha-meach kayo avon nifzak l'orkei u-nifzak l'orbei v'pochas merim kosher af al-pi shenifzak kol ha-meach avon nizkal kol ha-meach b'seich ha-chut ha-chinimach v'nishpach kemayim ilo ha-chut noku הוא יצא יולימס ונשכח לך שלו עם המידי יודי הוא יעמד שממנו חוץ יודי שייכת קונית סטנדאפ והוא יוכל עם מתחיל so that's a חזור and גמורה that we're on today וכן עם החוט אופי קובי that's a Bible לפשדה ועם המיד מייסי יוכל עם מיד מחס כבי להתחיל אבל הוא נחסר קצת just depleted מן המייח ונשרק עם קושר ותחיל זו של החוט הוא הפער של השלישיס. So what pshat did he mention? Not the second pshat, not the third pshat, but the first pshat. That is the predominant pshat. At parasha shlishis, pirish kishmagi achud al yerchayim, the sacred religion, mispatzel pitzolech l'sadimim, l'echad l'satzmeil, ben tzorose yereid, ad l'mata k'neged azon, ulach ha-she-yereid, so Rashi said, ki beizitz boiz, and here he says, ki gimoetz boiz. So the chidusha agoiz, Rashi ignored the Naran Kosov she kibesis boys. Uli Yashiv Dasatu Kosov Aprishe Yikonina the Rashi Be'aran Choshve Mikima Pitzu Vatu Choshav Mikima Yerchaim Mikima Yerchaim Shehu Mishon Gimuz boys. Mispatzo Eidu Beis Pitzu Echot Minin Ve'echot Ismei Vechein Be'haben Kenis Achi Yichle Uvichol Mokim Shiyifzak Shiyifzak The spinal cord is severed at pizzo hagimu treife. Why treife? At pizzo resheno, so it's water treife. And but at pizzo shlishis, it's suffix treife. So he mentions that at we have clearly been so far. Mishom de ilach she vi nifzak ki negedu vi at pizzo shal parasha hagimu. Suppose the spinal cord. Now that the Gemara doesn't discuss. But that story in Machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rambam, according to most Rishayim. I mean, the Magnishne has another pshat in the Rambam. But suppose the spinal cord is severed, mamesh at the point where the third nerve branches out, is it treife, sofi treife, or it's valek shero. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rambam, even though the Magid Mishneh says that the Rambam is not even chelik. But it seems that all the Rishonim assume that the Rambam is chelik. So im nifzak neged duvi apisol shel parasha hagimu, kosef Rashbo yireh shehu treif v'yeish shematire. Who is the matire? That's the Rambam, as the Beis Yosef says. The Rambam doesn't spell it out that it's muta. According to the Magid Mishneh's pshat, so the Rambam is made that it's treife, misopik. If the spinal cord is severed, mamesh at the point where the third nerve branches out. But the other Rishonim say in the name of the Rambam that the Rambam is machshet, and when the Tur says v'yeish matire, so they say he means he has reference to the Rambam. V'nifziku echad mibeis chute apitzulim orisheni ushnim treif. In other words, suppose the nerve itself is severed, parsha atzmo according to Rashi's pshat. So then that's not by belief shite, but Gemara mentions the price parasha atzma tikin ki boso my love v'shinu ishni or loy shlishis but shlishis lo chol apochas parasha atzmo is ki boso. So that's in the proportion, I mean according to all shim. So avu in nifzige chute pitzu agimu kshel Now, but the Torah mentions in Machlekes today is if the spinal cord is severed at the point where the third nerve branches out. Now, so the Beis Yosef says, "Vikach hein divrei Rabbeinu lifsei ki Rabbi Yanai ki omar ad beina bekalayim v'amkeim chiburon liguf koye v'loy ad bichlal v'hayne ascholas mikeim chiburon liguf So he says, but not it's ad loya bichlal. The Rashbokosab ad became place reborn. So in other words, that the Rashbok passes that it's ad the ad bichlal. And to the go. The loin here, the nekrochuliachas nachuta to matamaxolin. שאין שם צלוי סטרייף והם השיקוי שעל השדר במקר ולחמקר ותנקולי לך השדר שיר ולחשנם של הנפסק החוט אם הוא הגיע המקר ותנקול השדר הוא שיהיה במקר קשורים חי שישים שרי שהמקר במוקים של כל המקר וכיח וכן מכם הקשורים וכן אם היא כל הרך בשדר חי שישים של הנפסק החוט והם משה גררס רגלו עם חישי שמליץ את חוד הכשר שלו שנותן לעשי בשגרונה פירוש כאיב היחי לציאטיק נרב שגרונה דרו a sciatic nerve, you know, some people have they drag their feet, you know, because they have trouble with the sciatic nerve, so it's not crazy because the Rashbob amed v'amon של נילה שנפלו אבל נילה שנפלו חי שישי שם נפלוסם נפסק חוד השדרה ופח נראה לסרק לאו שפסיק עסק השדרה מוסן נפלוסם. Now, we have to stop now, but there is one thing that the Orch HaShulchan is Meirer. The Orch HaShulchan is Meirer, all the Rishenim, they mentioned the Rambam Mishrelik and the Rashba. As if the Rambam had explained the Gemara in accordance with the first Pshat of Rashba. So we can talk about first nerve, second nerve, third nerve. But the Rambam doesn't explain it in accordance with the first Pshat and Rashi. The Rambam Shite is like the Pshat, the third Pshat. So it is reference to the bones in the coccygeal area. So what's the shyness of the Rambam? And the Rashi talks of one thing and the Rambam talks of another thing. That's the Orch HaShulchan's kasha. But all the Rishayim say that the Rambam is chilek and Rashi. And the Rashbo has reference to the sacral area, you know, the nerves that branch out in the sacral area, and the Rambam has reference to the coccygeal area, and not to the nerves. He doesn't discuss nerves altogether. He discusses certain atzones in the coccygeal area, so it's something else. So that, one sec. So that's the kasha raised by the Orch HaShulchan. Now, tomorrow, we can discuss it, but tomorrow, first, we'll discuss the Shibis HaRambam. What the Pshat in the Rambam is not so clear. And then we'll go with the Gemara. Okay. I wanted to go over the two also, the Gemara.
No.
Shir Chesnei L'Trefus B'Lo Shishiva Chav Dal Adar Alf Eitav Shimim Vav March 5th, 1986 on Wednesday.
me, you know, just the heart of the soul and the heart again. Yesterday we went over it and you rushed in. And the Tzaur Gir say Reb Yana is the Machmir and Rish Lakish is the Maker, and the Rif Gir say just the reverse, that Reb Yana is the one who says is the Maker Bina Gapayim, and Reb Yana and Rish Lakish is the Machmir Rimata Merapayim. Let's turn to Rosh. Take a pen, I don't need just what. So the Rosh mentions the Rif Gers, not our Gers. So Reb Yana is the Maker. Reb Shimon Lakish Eimer Ad Lemata Magapai. So, in other words, it's a big enough minute. It's not a, you know, it's not an insignificant matter, because the question is, how do we pass? So, if, let's say, whenever there is a Machlekes between Reb Yechon, Rish Lakish, the Klal is, the Aloch is like Reb Yechon, except in three places. Now, if there is a machlekes between Rish Lakish and Reb Yanai, and Reb Yanai was the Rebbe of Reb Yechon, so some Rishonim say it's a Kalachina. If Aloch is Reb Yechon against Rish Lakish, so Aloch is Reb Yanai, who is the Rebbe of Reb Yechon against Rish Lakish. Now, if we say, let's say, Reb Yanai, the way Rashi says, Reb Yanai says that Limata Magapai, he is the Machna, and Rish Lakish is the Maker. So first of all, even if they had been Shove, so Lachmir, especially when Reb Yanai is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan, so it's like the Rebbe of Rish Lakish also. But if we are Gerais, Reb Yana Imer Ad Bein Agapayim, Reb Yana is the Meitzi, also even though ordinarily Sveiki Dereis is the Chumre, but here in this case, since the Machlekes is between Reb Yana and Rish Lakish, so we should pass like Reb Yana even we could. Alright, so then the question arises, maybe the Klal is only as between Reb Yechanan and Rish Lakish, the Halacha Reb Yechanan except in three cases, but as between Reb Yana and Rish Lakish, maybe it isn't such a kalachim of logic. I mean, it's not a question of the kalachim of Yalfus. Alright, now the third line, Reb Yana Yimei Rad Bin Agapai, in the second column, Terek Yechid Beis Rosh, שימושים לא קשים על מה אתם בגפיים. כוס פרד נשימושים, יש לי סטאפי, כי אם למטה מוקים חיבורת בגוף קומה, או למטה מוקים ששייך ויס על הגוף. דהיינו למטה מסייף עצם של כנף המחובר לגוף. So Tesis raises that question in regard to the machnashi of the mata magapai. So what does it mean in mata magapai? Limato, you see, here you have the wing. So one part of the wing is the place of juncture where it's mamash attached. That's this curve. And then the other part of it is not attached, but he's just lying. He's just lying, and as a result of the juncture here, so this part of the wing is lying. So Tesis and Sophi, according to Rish Lakish, limato magapai. What does it mean? Limato of the place of juncture, limato here, below here, or limato the place of shchive, limato here. That's the reason. All right. Die Schlüssel ist Artikel und Matik und Verbot, die Gomme und Matik und Verbot, die Heim und Matik, die Zitätsch, die Pfanne auf der Gomme. Wer ich zweike, so denn der Rosh says, even though Rabbi Shimshin is only raising the query, the Shaila, in respect to the Chumra Shite, but the same Shaila could be raised in respect to the Kula Shite of Bein Arapai, of Bein Arapai. ואיך שוויקי כנאמר לסבוקה על בין הבקיים יבואי למימה בין חיבור הגפיים לגוף או יבואי למימה בין שחיבר שכביים על דעבי הגפיים דרביאנה יקוי לשלוח יש לנו לבת את זה נא, anyway what is the Rosh Hite in regard to taste the shayla so the Rosh Hite is לי נראה דתאווי החיבור הגפיים קיים ומשמיקה שלהם מה יקה בין הגפיים ובין מטה מגפיים וחיחקות הסיירו למטה מגפיים לך לגו אלו עמקים חיבו הגפיים לגוף קיים so ואומר רביאנה עד בין הגפיים ולא יד בכלל ורשלוקי שומר עד למטה מחיבו הגפיים what does it mean עד ביד בכלל so from the lotion It's very obscure, the Rosh. But I think that the Rosh is saying that the Machlekes between, in other words, they had a Kabbalah. The Ba'eif saw a severance of the spinal cord is Matri Adagapai, Adbinagapai. So the question is, what does it mean, Adbinagapai? Now here is the Gapayim. Does it mean now the Rosh doesn't discuss whether Mikayim Chibur Agapayim Mikayim Chibur Agapayim Liguf or Mikayim Shribas Agapayim Liguf. That he doesn't discuss. So the Rosh, it seems from the Rosh that the Rosh it is that Agapayim, whether we say Limatom Agapayim or we say Bein Agapayim so it means Chibur Agapayim Guf not Shribas Agapayim Alaguf but the one who says Ad Bein Agapayim so in other words so below this curve the smaller curve so even according to the Machmir according to the Rosh Gilse the Machmir is Rish Lakish so even according to the Machmir it's not Matri below the smaller curve you see the smaller curve but because the Kabbalah was Ad Agapai the Machlekes between Rav Yanai and Rish Lakish is what does it mean Ad Agapai so Rabbi Yanai says that Ad Agapai means Ad Loyad Bichal so only the spinal cord now there is the spinal cord here only the spinal cord up to the cave, up to here. So it must be. But below the beginning of the smaller curve, it's not matri. And Rish Lakish says that adakapayim means at the adichal. So that means it's matri up to here. But below here, so in I put my finger in the wrong place. According to Rav Yanai, it's matrif up to here. And according to Rish Lakish, it's matrif up to here. But below this smaller curve, even according to Rish Lakish, it's not matrif. Suppose there is a severance in the spinal cord at this level. You see, below the smaller curve, the became chibu had a family group. But within the Shriva Sagapayim Liguf, so even according to Rish Lakish, it's not much. In other words, so the Roshiti is, in regard to that child, that Rav Nishim Shem raises, Tezus raises, what does Agapayim mean? Agapayim means Chibur Agapayim, the juncture place of the wing, or the lying place of the wing. So the Rosh says that it means the juncture place. Bein according to Rabbi Yanai, bein according to Rish Lakish. So below the juncture place, you have a pen. Let's say, suppose the spinal cord is like this. So then below this point, let's say if it is severed here, so it is still within the line, the Shrive place, but it's below the juncture place. So even according to Rish Lakish, it's not matri. But according to Rabbi Yanai, it's only matri if it is above the beginning of the Chibur place. And according to Rish Lakish, even if it's below the beginning of the juncture place, but it's not below the end of the Chibur place, it is still matri. But Ben Rabbi Yanai, Ben Rish Lakish agree that Agapayim means the juncture place, Chibur Agapayim, not Shriva Sakapai. That's the Roshi. Now, if we are going to say, so he says, do we near the Tavaya Achibur Agapayim come? Or if we cash the Maikhi Agapayim and Matin Agapayim, the Rechuta Sara and Matin Agapayim and Achoku, Elam King Chibur Agapayim and Gufkayim. Vom Rabbi Yana Adbin Agapayim and Yad Bechlau. The Rishloki Shamar Adbin Matam Chibur Agapayim. Up to here. But even according to Rish Lakish, either the severance below the end of the Chibur Agapayim, even though it's before the end of the Shriva Agapayim, it's not man. Umshim Kasher Ma'ikim in Agapayim at Agapayim, the Umshum Kasheri, the Agoyes Abach, the Kasheri, in other words, how does he know that? So he says, because I was bothered by this gemara. Chikasha li, ma'ike bin agapayim, ma'adam agapayim, v'chichut asaro, limatam agapayim nechliku. He says, we have to say that the machleket between Rabbi Yanai and Rish Lakish is on the question whether ad ve'ad v'chlal, ad agapayim v'chlal, or ad agapayim loy v'chlal. And agapayim means chibra agapayim, not shchibas agapayim. So this is the Mekin Chibur Agapayim. Shchivas Sagapayim would end here, but Shchivas Agapayim. So he says, if we were to say that they both agree that Abad Bichlal, we cannot say, there is another alternative. Maybe Rabbi Yana and Rish Lakish both agree that Abad Bichlal. But, so in other words, according to Rabbi Yana, the Mekin, so if a severance occurs up to the end of Chibra Agapayim, so then it is straight. But after the end of the Chibra Agapayim, it is not matzah. And Rish Lakish is more machmir. He says, I only limato from the end of the Chibra Agapayim. So what's the difference? Echut Asare. I mean, a thin line that is only can only be visualized in the imagination, you know. I mean, like a straight line, an ideal straight line in mathematics is not a line that you make with a pen. That's not an ideal line. That has a line by definition has length and no width, but the line you make with a pencil has width. I don't know how much. 1/10 of an inch, 1/20 of an inch, 1/50 of an inch, but it has something. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to make it with a pencil, with a pen. So the ideal straight line is the borderline between the black and the white on the paper. That's the ideal straight line. Not this is the straight line. But the borderline that in your imagination you can see, the borderline between the black or the blue and the white of the paper. So that has length and it doesn't have width. So if we are going to say that both agree that Adbab Bichlal, but Rabbi Yannai, the Mekel says, Adbin Agapayim, up to the end of the Chibra Agapayim. And Rish Lakish is Machna, no, not up to the end. Up to limatoma. So what does it mean? That thin imaginary straight line that is between the end of the Chibra Agapayim and the limatoma agapayim. I mean, that's inconceivable. The chichut asara limatoma agapayim dachiku elam kein Chibra Agapayim gufchayim. The Omar Rabbi Yannai had been a Kataim, the Loya Dechal, the Rishlaki Shomar, had Limato Michiba Agatayim. The only foreign, in other words, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yannai and Rishlaki is, in other words, they both agree that it's Matriv, that was the Kabbalah. Had been a Rapai, Ad Rapai. So the question is, Ad Agapayim, Ad Bad Bichlal, and Agapayim means Chibra Agapayim, not Shchivas Agapayim. So, whether it's Ad Bad Bichlal or Ad Bad Bichlal. Vainly forish, Ad Bin Shchivas Agapayim Lagu, Dal Shio Och Koze, Luis Porish Shapir, Ad Bad Bichlal. Vainly Hibus Makusam. Now the Rashbo says that Agapayim means not Chibra Agapayim. But it means Shchivas Agapayim. Now, let's say, so why couldn't we say that the Machlekes is again Ad Vav Bichlal or Ad Diloy Ad Bichlal? So, Ad Diloy Ad Bichlal. But, according to Rabbi Yannai, so, Ad Agapayim. Agapayim means not just the Mikim Chibur Agapayim. Chibur and Shchivas. Shchivas Agapayim. But Rabbi Yannai holds Ad Diloy Ad Bichlal. So, in other words, it's only Matrif up to the beginning of the Mikim Shchivas Agapayim. Where is the beginning? Over here. And Rish Lakish holds Ad Bichlal. Up to here. So then there is a big divergence, you see. According to Rabbi Yannai, it's matrif only up to here. And according to Rish Lakish, it's matrif up to here. I suppose that according to the Rashbo, that's the machlekes. In other words, that's the machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo. Whether Agapayim means Mikim Chibur Agapayim, the Georgia place, or Agapayim means Shchivas Agapayim. Oh. Vainly forish, bin shrimz rapayim ala guf, tal shir oroch kozel, bin mispori shapir, ad la gafal, bein di hit mitmach lukosim. All right, now. Now let's turn again to the tool. Similarly, Chuta Shedre, Yetin Lameach, Nimshach, Opriko, Ashedre, Atif Hazon. ואם ניצא קירה של החוק שהמאה בסייך כולי רובי ישראל אף על פי שכל המאה חי אבל ניצא כלור קירה ניצא כלרובי יפוחס מרוב קושק אף על פי שניצא כל המאה אבל נזכר כל המאה בסייך החוק וכן מיקופי עד שנימוח ונשפח כמי ואילו היו החוק נוקו בו יייצא ונימס ונשחקך עד שיהיו היו מנהיל ביודי היו עמד שממנו חוק ביודי שייכר ויוכל עמי טריף וכן עם החוט או ביקובית ומעמיד מייסיין יוכל עמי וכן עם החוט או ביקובית איזה דבר יריפשתי ומעמיד מייסיין יוכל עמי מחספי לטריף אבל suppose it was depleted נחסץ הסנריח נשמץ מייז ודזייר ונשריקים קושק וטריף זה של החוט הוא הטל שהשלישיס פירוש כשמגיע החוט על ירחיים מספצל פיצול אחרי צדימין ואחרי צצמאיר ומצוא עושה יירי אוי עד למטה כנגד הזונות ולאחר שיירי כי סורה שססקי בייז את פויז היא היית ססקי גימו את פויז סו סו זה חידוש הגויז סו זה זויה שבדס עצור כוספה פרישי אני אינגס לפרישי יקל נאמר דרש בערן חוש במקים הפיצו מקים הפיצו so it's to its body's distance from the first nerve branch but ועתו חוש המקים היחיים מקים היחיים in modern lingo it would mean from the beginning of the sacral area because that's by definition the sacral area is the מקים היחיים I mean that's the pelvic area. Sacral area is the pelvic area. So it's three because the first nerve branch doesn't emanate at mamish at the beginning of the sacral area of the pelvic area, but a little below. So the second nerve branch emanates two finger breaths, two its boys below the first nerve branch, but the second nerve branch emanates three etzboyes below the beginning of the pelvic area. That's what the preacher said. I mean, the poskim knew what they are talking about. I mean, they didn't talk. They knew the mitzias, I mean, and everything. And when they say something, they knew what it was consistent with the mitzias. Because that's the mitzias that the first nerve branch comes out from the spinal cord a finger breath below the beginning of the pelvic area. Even though you still have two more, because there are five nerves coming out from the spinal cord in the sacral and the pelvic area. Vim nifze kineged uve apisol shepar shadimu kosof harash bo yire shu treivo v'yeshe matire. Who is the matire? So the Rishayim say the Rambam. The Rashbo says the Rambam, the Rambam says the Rambam. I mean, I didn't see it in the Rambam, but the Bishyosef mentioned the Rambam. So, Edmiri says in the name of the Rambam. And we'll soon see. The Rambam, he certainly doesn't spell it out. V'yeshe matir. V'mitzi koyachod m'vei schuti ha-pitzulim o'rishenim u'shmiim treifo. Ava v'mitzi kochuti pitzul ha-gimu k'sheo. Suppose the parasha atzma, according to the first Pratma Rashi, parasha atzma is referred to the nerve itself. So that and that there's no machlekes. Parsha atzma tibin kibosso. My love, the sheino shniyo, loy shlishis. So the shlishis, the third nerve, certainly is tibin kibosso. Bava Misikei Chute Pitsa Agimu Kshel Uvei Utreifes Achut Ad Bin Akapayim Hasroas Amokim Shein Chuborim Baby Gumf. In other words, it fastens like the Rosh. That Agapai means the place of juncture, not the place of Shrive. The Arashbo Kosav, and how does he pasten? Like the Mekel, like the Machmir. He pastens like the Mekel. In other words, Hasholas Amokim, Adviloy Adbichlal, like Rabbi Yanai. I mean, according to the Girsa of the Rif and the Rosh, and the tool usually follows the Shita of the Rosh. So in Mele he says, Ad Vein Agapayim, as Kimas Holas, up to here, the beginning of the juncture place. The Arash Bokosav Ad Mikim Kleis Chibuon, Biguf. Ad Mikim Kleis Chibuon Biguf. In other words, Vilonir, the Rashbo, he agrees with the Pshat that the Rosh mentions, and the Rosh rejects. And the Rosh says, because then there will be such a divergence between the Mekel and the Machmir. In other words, because the Rashbo Shiki is that Agapai means the lying place. Not just the juncture place, but the Shchiva came Shchiva's Rapayim, and there is a machlekes between the Mekel and the Machmir. Let's, because to be soyes, I mean, between the Mekel and Machmir, according to the Mekel, so it's Ad V'Lo Yad Bichlal, so only up to here, and according to the Machmir, it's Ad Ad Bichlal, and but Ad Ad Bichlal means not just the smaller curve, but the Shriva's position, the Shriva position, so up to here. So he passed Kunz Lechumre. He says, "Lo in here, v'nekro chul yachas me'achut." Yes.
According to the Rashba, the Shita of Ad Bein on the Pine means from the top of the junction.
Ad Bein Ad Bechol.
Ad Bein Ad Bechol.
Means like this in this diagram. Only up to here it's matter, and according to the Machmir, up to here it's the whole Agapayim in its lying position, not just in the juncture position.
And according to the sheet of Ad Bein, so I'm not sure where does it start.
Ad Loy Ad Bechol.
Ad Loy Ad
Bechol. So up to here.
So Makom HaChibur, within Makom HaChibur,
you see, as far as the beginning is concerned, so the Mikim HaChibur and the Mikim HaShrivi is the same thing, you see. Insofar as the end of the Agapayim is concerned, so there's a big difference between the end of the Mikim HaChibur